Just upstream from the mouth of the Rio Grande River, you will find sister cities that have played a major role in the history of two different countries. Today, a small but important stream separates them. Their past is rich in tradition and intrigue. We'll head to border towns that have seen their share of war, next on the American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
When the first Europeans arrived in southern Texas, they didn't receive a friendly welcome.
The Spaniards were actually in this land back in about 1509. They went back to Spain and said, you know, King, forget it. Those folks are there not too friendly because the natives here tend to be cannibalistic. And when they said, let's eat Spanish tonight, they meant, let's eat Spanish tonight.
Bob Vizzetti is a historian in Brownsville, Texas. He says Europeans did begin to settle this area. Debates, though, arose as to where the border between Mexico and the United States should be drawn.
The Mexican argument is based on the fact that the state next to us, adjacent to us, is called Tamaulipas, and the borders on Tamaulipas were up at the Nueces River, about 130 miles north of here.
But the U.S. said that line was the Rio Grande River. When the Mexican War erupted, General Zachary Taylor led an army here to fight for the southern border. It was a battle that used smoke and the sun to earn a victory for the Americans.
During the fighting, which was basically a cannonading debate, the battlefield caught on fire, and so they called a timeout. Taylor used that time to maneuver his troops around, so when the smoke lifted, the Mexican forces were facing into the sunlight, which, of course, would destroy their aim, even if they were trying to shoot back. And as evening came, the Mexican forces then just pulled out.
But no chapter in Brownsville history may be as intriguing as the 1860s, when civil wars were fought on both sides of the border. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Brownsville, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.